This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your thoughts as we work our way into Tuesday, February the 15th. The Ides of February are upon us here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, happy to have Jennifer Horn along with me and Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all riding into your life, into your minds with I every day think about the things that are mattering. Is that mattering? It's a verb with an ing, a gerundive. Yeah, okay. So the things that are mattering. Or the things that matter. I want to make it simple. There's only one state in the United States of America, Jennifer, that tops California on life expectancy. That means that California is the second best place to live when it comes to life expectancy. Not necessarily. Well, what are the ingredients, I guess? When you look at that, what's number one? Florida? What's the number one?
Hawaii.
Okay. Yeah, that's about right. Warm.
Although that makes sense. Like, no stress. You just look around. You're in paradise.
It's the way of life.
Yep.
Fresh pineapple all the time.
Their hospitals stink in Hawaii, though, don't they?
Yeah. The way the governor runs things reminds me of California. I'll tell you that.
Well,
anyway.
This new governor, I mean, however long he's been there, but it's not, but Jen's right. The hospital system is kind of a mess, and that's why they were so strict about not letting people in during COVID, because their hospitals couldn't handle it if they had a super spreader. So it's, you know, I don't know which governor. Obviously, this has been a problem for a really long time, but they definitely should address that.
Yeah. All right. So were there things, Jennifer, in this survey that suggests the way people eat? Is it just the sunshine? I mean, it's certainly.
It's a little bit of everything. Yeah. Medical treatments, right? The way people eat, the way people live, the way stress levels. They said that life expectancy was longer for women in every state, but it varied by how much longer. So women live about 3.5 years longer than men in Utah. They live 6.5 years longer than men in Mississippi. California men expect.
That's not.
It is for the woman. California men can expect to live longer than men in any other state. They live up to 78.5 years, while California women have the second highest expectancy at 83.3. Hawaii is ranked highest overall, but there is a big gap between expected outcomes for men and women. Men born in Hawaii were expected to die 6 years earlier than females born in Hawaii. Also, big gaps were seen in New Mexico, Alabama, and Delaware. The states with the most parity between men and women were Utah, Idaho, Alaska, Washington, and Nebraska.
Well, I may be soon living on borrowed time.
Would you like to know about Massachusetts?
Yes, why not?
Let me see if I can click on the map. It's pretty good. The life expectancy is 79.5 to 80.9. Massachusetts. I don't know exactly how it splits out with men and women, but that's pretty good.
I wonder, we had said earlier, I remember looking at the stats at one point, as to how COVID has affected longevity in a collective sense all around the country, not necessarily state by state. And between that and our eating habits, Jack Starkwell and Ken, both the Kronos will tell you, our eating habits are getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, and that is taking away
the colon
cancer
thing is so, it's actually alarming.
Did you listen to that conversation that Jack and I had?
I did. Yeah, I know you don't like news that's, like, negative, but this is something that's helpful. And again, we need to know.
It's a wake-up call.
Colorectal cancer. Look, this is what killed Chadwick Boseman. And he was in his 40s.
43.
Or wasn't even. Yeah. And he had been battling it for 4 years, so he was diagnosed, I guess, at 39. And was convinced he was going to beat it. And it just was overwhelming, and people went nuts with that. They're like, colorectal cancer? Like, no one talks about it.
Nobody even knows it, but
and we're not eating any fiber. Our diets have, like, no fiber. If you look, I mean, it's unbelievable.
I eat lots of bananas. Good for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's fiber in that, too, but we don't really, with everyone doing gluten-free stuff, like, they're not, there's not a lot of fiber that people are still getting.
Well, I guess you can find gluten-free bread. I have it all the time. I love sandwiches.
Yeah, but if you look at the actual fiber content.
Have a lot of fiber in it. Yeah. You're not eating the whole wheat, whole grain bread.
And we don't eat, you know, and people just don't eat enough, like, leafy greens and vegetables and roughage. As your grandparents would call it.
Yes, roughage. All right, so let's talk about the mask mandates, school mask requirements. In Massachusetts, where I am, I'm going to go around the room and see what it is in all of the states that we represent here. But Massachusetts, all of the mask mandates are being lifted. Everything. School, public, enclosures, every stores, going away. It's all done. I didn't even wear a mask. I mean, what did I do yesterday that... I went into some place and I went to Trader Joe's. I wore a mask in Trader Joe's. Half the people in there were wearing them, half weren't. But I just thought, okay, it's polite. And if there's a question, why not wear them? But the thing I like, I don't like mandates, and I like the fact that people are, I think, trained enough to know what's right. And by the way, in another month or so, it won't make any difference anyway, because the whole thing is on the wane. A lot of the people that have made this their lives work are not going to tell you that, but the stats are clear as to where all of this is going. So I'm a big supporter. I'm happy. And so what's going on in each state? Jennifer, what about California? What's the mask requirement there?
It's a disaster. They're getting rid of
no consistency, you mean?
So obviously you watch the Super Bowl. If people watched the Super Bowl, they saw all of these elitist snobs without their masks on their faces. But today, as people get ready to take their kids to school, their kids have to have a mask on their face to go to school. So February 16th, tomorrow, is the day that is going to take away the indoor mask mandate in the state. They did that after Newsom was caught on camera at the NFC Championship without a mask on. But they're not getting rid of the mask requirement for schools. So you have adults who can go to Home Depot without a mask on, or as you said, to Trader Joe's without a mask on, but kids have to wear a mask to go to school. And in LA Unified, it has to be an N95 mask, and that happens both indoors and outdoors. So you have kids taking a bite of food, chewing their lunch, putting their mask back on. It's
stupid.
Abusive.
Yeah, it is stupid. Okay, Nashville, what's going on in schools and in general there, Jay?
Well, for the most part, Tennessee, the state, has dropped a lot of the masking mandates, but Metro Nashville Public Schools are still having the masking, and a lot of people are calling for it to come to an end now.
Yeah, people have done what's done. It's over. It's foolishness now to have it. All right, what about New Jersey.
New Jersey. Yep, it ends March 7th. Right now, we don't have any mask mandates for going anywhere in public. We haven't had that for a while, but kids are no longer going to have to wear a mask in school starting March 7th.
All right, let's talk about the mask mandate. Does it affect truckers and what was going on up in, it was the vaccination and mask mandate, I guess, in Canada. Justin Trudeau, all over the place, mostly it was vaccine, yep. And so what's happened with all of that? The protesters, are they gone?
They're not gone. Right? They're still out there, and Trudeau was treating them like, they're just out of residential neighborhoods. They're still in cities, and the thing is that Trudeau, it's a really bad look. He's now treating them like terrorists, and he's threatening to take over their bank
accounts.
That's
not like him. I don't. That's not really.
He's a weenie. He's a total weenie. He's terrible, and he's the guy that calls these truckers racist. Yet he's the one who is parading around in blackface at a Arabian Nights party back in 2000. I mean, the guy is just out to lunch.
So how is he in comparison to Macron? He seems kind of wimpy too, is he?
Well, I think Macron has the French guy wimp, but I would say at least there's no pictures, at least that we know of in this country, of Emmanuel Macron in blackface while he's calling people racist. I mean, it's a bad look. It was a bad look for Ralph Northam. It's a bad look for Justin Trudeau. I don't know if it's a disqualifier. I guess not if you live in certain states.
All right, so then that thing goes on. The situation in Ukraine with the Russians, we're going to attack you tomorrow. Or maybe the next day, or maybe we won't, maybe we'll just get everybody all worked up, and then we won't do anything. But the U.S. Embassy is closing, is it not, or are they moving it someplace else? What did I see about the embassy in our
Well, it's
United
just strange.
Embassy.
They shut down the embassy and moved it.
Yeah. Moved it, right?
They moved it, and they're telling Americans to get out. They're saying that they will not guarantee American safety, which I think is a huge mistake for a president to say. But he said it, that he's not going to guarantee American safety, that they have to leave now. And judging by what happened in Afghanistan, if I were an American in Ukraine, I'd probably get out. Just wouldn't want to risk it. But Putin's been doing a lot of weird stuff. Now there's reports that the troop movement is backing off. He's got 130,000 troops in the area. The president of Ukraine, President Zelensky, yesterday came out and looked like he was pretty serious when he said that he expected invasion Wednesday, and then came out and said, oh, he was just being funny because the media has been so all over this, that this was just a joke, and his attempted humor
didn't work.
I don't know if that's a great thing to joke about.
I think I called it landed flat. Brian Laundrie's autopsy. Why are we still interested, or why are we talking about
Well, because Gabby Petito is still dead, and we still don't have the last rumor I heard is that he admitted to killing her in his diary or his journal that
well,
was
Well, the reason
found
that we're
by
talking about it is because the forensic reports were released on Monday, so that's why it's coming back up this week. And so it talks about the circumstances around his death. It was a 47-page report that described the main scene where his body was found. They said they found personal items belonging to Laundrie. They found a pair of green shorts with a green belt, two slip-on shoes, a backpack with unknown contents, a white metal ring, as well as a handgun. Then there was a secondary scene that contained skeletal animal remains and a half-handwritten note. And a hat, and this is so creepy, a hat with the logo Moab Coffee Roasters, which, of course, Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie were on this road trip, and they were in Moab, and so this is probably a hat he bought while he was on the road. And apparently he admitted, he wrote in this notebook that he claimed responsibility for her death.
Did he say anything specific? Like,
Yeah, she was choked to death. They didn't release the contents of the letter yet. In this 47 pages, they say that his body was submerged in 3 feet of flood water for a long time. So that's why they couldn't find him. It also said that they found evidence of carnivore and rodents scavenging him. So he was obviously eaten a little bit. Yeah.
All right. Yakabunga.
I would love to know. Obviously, this was sort of some sort of crime of passion, but it would be nice for everyone to know, you know, what his motivation really
was. What led to it.
Yeah.
Right.
For her family's sake,
too. Crazy. All right. I had one more. It's Susan B. Anthony Day, just if you want to celebrate something. One of the most Americanly historical and influential women. So there'd be ceremonies around the country honoring Susan B. Anthony. Remember when the coin came out? Nobody used it. 18 after the hour.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, 3 goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's 2 things. A hat trick is 3. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as 2 goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like 4 goals, and that's more than 3. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Gamma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour on the DJV program. More Ben Affleck and the movies and girlfriends and J-Lo and all that good stuff. Plus, Whoopi Goldberg makes Whoopi on TV right after this.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
All right, so in terms of social media buzz, we were talking about Ben Affleck and how nice the gift was that he gave to Jennifer, his one true love. But apparently before he went back to Jennifer, he was doing the hoochie-coochie with the lady who's in this movie with him. What's her name? Anna de Armas?
Anna de Armas.
Yeah.
And,
so,
yeah.
What's that doing to... he's had many dalliances. I don't remember. How long was his involvement with her just while they were making this movie?
I think it extended a little bit after the movie, right?
After they were done filming.
Yeah. I don't know. There were a lot of rumors that this was a PR relationship. I mean, every time they walked their dog, like, it was, or her dog or whatever, it was just very, like, the streets were lined with paparazzi. It just felt fine, kind of fake.
Do you remember when Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello were dating and they would go on walks too? Theirs felt like they were actually just together going on walks. Where
right.
Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas, like you said, Victoria, it was very staged. It was very yeah. like, okay, we have to be out on this street at this time. And
right.
let people know that you're there.
Look, it's not the first relationship that studios have put together. They've been doing that for years.
Forever.
Yeah, go back.
I wonder how many relationships started like that, but then actually developed into real love.
Something else.
The rumor is that it's Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are exactly what you just described, that was a publicity thing, and then it's turned into something real.
I love that story.
That's a sweet story.
I like them together.
I do.
All right, Whoopi Goldberg has gone back to The View. So what did she say, and does anybody care?
People did care. That's why she was suspended for 2 weeks from the show. She was talking about the Holocaust, and her comments were that it wasn't about race. It was more about man's inhumanity to man. And she went on an apology tour. She apologized after that show had aired.
I didn't have a problem with that. Did you have a problem with that statement?
Well, she was ill-informed. She was uneducated about the issue. She was ill-informed. And
she didn't know the ethnicity,
Jewish
ethnicity.
Right. She made an incorrect statement, but but that's the thing. Like, Marjorie Taylor Greene says the wrong stuff all the time. She thinks that the Gestapo is actually gazpacho, the soup. But no one, wants to fire her, and that's an actual quote. I mean, she said that. So people say factually incorrect things all the time. I don't think you should lose your life for it,
career. You're always telling me that I'm making factually.
You
I should
do it
be
all
banned
the time,
from being on the
and
air.
And we're still here.
I should be thrown off the air then, right? Get him off of there. All right, so anyway, Whoopi's back. Whoopi! 28 past the hour.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz arrived in Moscow today to meet with President Vladimir Putin in a high-stakes mission to avert war, saying he will send home the message from the West that they are open to dialogue about Russia's security concerns. Wolfgang Eisinger from Munich Security Conference on DW News is not quite so optimistic.
I wish I could be confident to say that next weekend we will be talking about negotiations on arms control, de-escalation mechanisms, etc. But I am as deeply worried as so many decision makers and analysts are.
March 1st is Texas primary election. Some mail-in ballots were sent back because of errors. In Harris County, of the 6,500 mail-in ballots, 2,500 were returned because a wrong ID was used. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
With new COVID-19 infections dropping fast, many states are going away from the mask and vaccine mandates. Now, former Surgeon General Jerome Adams told Newsmax that his focus is now on helping people make smart decisions to keep themselves safe.
So what I've been focused on is helping people understand how they can make smart decisions. MTV, masking if you choose to mask, whether or not there's a mandate or not, testing, prompt treatment, and then vaccinations. Get your vaccine, get your booster. That's how I protect myself. I was actually out in L.A. for the Super Bowl this week, and we had many events where there were mandatory vaccinations within the group, within the private decisions. If you want to come in within this group, you're vaccinated, you're boosted, you're tested, and then we were able to unmask. So you can make smart decisions to keep yourself safe, and I think that's what people are going to have to do, especially with under five still not being able to get vaccinated. You've still got lots of mixed groupings going on, and people just need to be smart.
Ford Motor Company is closing assembly plants in two locations.
The Ford Motor Company said it will continue closing some of its assembly plants during the next few weeks due to the global semiconductor shortage. U.S. automaker will idle production at its Ohio assembly plant as well as the production line for the Transit van at its Kansas City plant, according to spokeswoman Kelly Felker in an email. It also will operate with reduced shifts at its Kentucky, Chicago, and Dearborn, Michigan truck assembly plants. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Thank you, John, and welcome aboard. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get your P's and Q's together. This is the big one. The DJV program, half past plus 4 minutes, so 34 after the hour if you can do your math. You ladies do okay in math. The DJ Victoria Keelan is here, and Jay Kirshner with the Dougster. Your math skills, are they good, Jay? Are you
no.
really... No?
That is the one class that I had to go to summer school, and I failed
really?
Again, and same. Yeah... Ooh. Math and me do not mix. We are not friends.
Because of Victoria.
Same. I failed geometry. I had to go to summer school. It was terrible.
Really? Mm-hmm. Then you could sing along the chorus with Sam Cooke. I don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Speaking of history, Amelia Earhart's long-lost helmet has turned up. I didn't know people were looking for this. It's up for auction. How about that? And it'll get six figures. Not a surprise. So where did they find this thing? I remember she got lost in 1929, or was it later than that? I remember. She wore this in an all-woman air race in Cleveland. So, Jay, you should be right on top of this. You're the Miss Cleveland of this.
I think this has been in Cleveland, actually.
Is it?
Because it's been, it's been passed down. There was a, the leather helmet, I guess, people crowded around Amelia Earhart. She was famous at the time.
Yeah.
And they swarmed around her. The helmet came off, which was basically like, you know, like a leather cap. And,
like a football hat.
Yeah. And so some young guy was there. He gave it to a woman that he had a crush on. That woman was named Ellie Brookhart. She saved the helmet in a plastic bag. And then when she died, her son decided that the helmet would probably be better off, you know, in a museum than in a closet.
And he'd be better off with the cash.
Probably, right? And they had to authenticate it, obviously, because anybody could say anything. And the conclusion was that it was definitely her helmet. It was worn when she became the first woman to cross the Atlantic as a passenger in 1928. And then she wore it for different, you know, different flights and things. So I think they started the bid at $33,000. It doesn't end until February 26th. But you know how during the pandemic, memorabilia has had insane prices. Mm-hmm. So I think once this gets a little more, you know, notoriety, I think that it'll probably go for a higher bid.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I mean, that's an amazing piece of American history.
She was an amazing American. And you know what's more amazing? To think about only, 10 years after the Wright brothers took the first flight on the beaches in Kitty Hawk, that there was a plane that was developed that could fly...
That
went across the ocean.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. We really are, as human beings, so creative. Our potential is so fabulous. It's too bad we squander it as much as we do on foolishness. All right, speaking of human potential... The skier who won the Olympic silver racing gold broke his leg. Was he skiing with his leg broken? He broke his left.
I don't know the
woman,
story. Which...
Sofia Goggia, I think. She's from Italy. She broke her left knee, fractured her fibula.
Oof.
Yeah. That didn't keep her out of the games. God love her.
That is rough.
Isn't that amazing? So those damn Russians, how are they doing? Are we still putting up with their baloney in terms of the Olympics? The little kid, we've been through how insanely crazy it is that this kid has even a status or a standing there when there have been so many other people who have done lesser things that have been tossed.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty damn... I mean, so this for me...
The whole thing's a mess.
Yeah, it is. It's like everything else in the world today. It's a mess. Nobody
I'm happy, though, that a lot of Olympians are speaking out about this. You know, no one is really staying quiet anymore, and I think that that's a good thing.
Yeah.
The Olympic Committee has got to... What's the whole point of banning Russia after years and years of them violating all of the rules? They finally get banned, and then they're just allowed to turn around and come up with this new fake committee, the ROC? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Mm. Yeah. So
that still has Russia in its... Or not Russia.
Yeah,
right. Russia in its title.
Yeah. What do we have for... Do you want to give us the top 5 or top 10 medal counts, Jay, if you have them just for reference?
Yeah, Norway's number 1 with 12 gold medals, 7 silver, 7 bronze, 26 total medals. Then Germany, 8 gold, 5 silver, 2 bronze, 15 total. United States sitting pretty number 3 with 7 gold medals, 6 silver, 4 bronze, 17 total. Followed by Austria, Netherlands, China, Sweden, Switzerland, ROC, and France. Those are the
top 10. As long as we're ahead of China, that's all I want to know. We're ahead of China. Good. Now, the... the reviews, I'm chuckling because I've seen 3 or 4 reviews that came from places like the AARP who were decrying the focus on youth and how the show was a rude awakening for old people because...
What show?
The halftime show.
Oh, you mean the halftime show.
Yeah,
okay.
Right, exactly. There was nothing for old people. No old people care about Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the generation that I'm in are the old timers.
The boomers. Oh, the boomers didn't get something for them. Aw.
Yeah, didn't like it.
Please.
But I feel like like the halftime show always goes for a certain age group demographic, and you guys just aged out. Now it's Gen X and Gen Y's turn.
Right.
And then before we know it, we're going to age out, too.
Oh, yeah. Good. I can hardly wait for that.
We'll all be shaking our fists optimism. And telling kids to get off our lawn together.
Get off my lawn. Right. Okay. There is a...
oh, by the way, we didn't say this on the air, but I was looking this up because, you know, whoever performs at the Super Bowl halftime show every year always sees a huge surge in streaming sales.
Yes.
And and I was sort of thinking, like, oh, probably a lot of people are, you know, starting to stream Dr. Dre and Snoop, and everybody has that effect. But Mary J. Blige had a huge reaction. Her fans went nuts. Her streaming sales went up 560%.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She's the only one that I had anything. And the only reason that I kind of watch her is because I've seen her a few times on this show, Power, that's on the Stars Network. And but she's been acting in other things.
Yeah.
And she's been prominent for quite a long time. I don't know how old she is, but she's been prominent for a good deal of time. So she was the only one that had any. And of course, we all know who Snoop Dogg is. And I guess we all know who Eminem is.
And
that
Dr. Dre. Yeah.
I've never really. Yeah, I knew who he was. Okay.
Well, he discovered Snoop and discovered Eminem. So he's mm-hmm. he's the OG.
Well, I discovered you, and that's great. And I discovered
yes.
Jay. Take all the credit for that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. How many people get annoyed when you're driving down the highway and somebody throws something out of the window of the car?
So
nothing
annoyed.
Nothing annoys me more than seeing a cigarette butt get tossed out the window. But people throw other things out. And I noticed that there are some states who have made a big deal out of what you can legally throw out of the car. Like the California Highway Patrol, I probably should have saved this for Jennifer, is now on to arresting. They're citing people for throwing things out of the car.
They should.
You never get arrested for speeding in California. You ever notice that? Nobody ever gets stopped for speeding. You get stopped for
is it
other
because
things.
Radar's illegal?
Yeah, radar's illegal. But they've never really. I mean, the years since 1993 when I first started going out there, I've never been stopped for speeding. And I've done plenty of it.
Oh, we know.
So, anyway, items that can be legally dropped out of your car. Water is one thing, and feathers from a bird are the other. Those are the two things in California. You can throw bird feathers and water. So one would wonder.
Who has feathers in their car?
I think that shows you how ridiculous.
Are you plucking
once again,
a chicken and then like tossing the feathers out the window? Like I don't understand that.
Well, but that brings around attention to people throwing debris out of vehicles and how much of a problem it can be. I think that it's thoughtless, but to throw things out of the window. It's just, I find it abhorrent, and I want to do road rage, but I don't. Somebody beeped at me last night. I was coming back from Trader Joe's, and I was about to pull out into the highway. This guy behind me is blowing the horn. I was this close to getting out of the car, the truck, and going back to saying, what is the matter with you? But then they say, you know, I can tell somebody's got a gun in their car. Yada, yada, yada. And I figure
right.
It wouldn't make any difference anyway, because this person, if he or she is that thoughtless, and, you know, the traffic, I couldn't pull out, because the traffic was too thick. I couldn't get out of the parking lot, and I waited for a while. Obviously, I'm not going to endanger myself or Daisy just to satisfy the jerk who's behind me.
Right.
So maybe you think about that before you blow your horn the next time that somebody leaving. The NBC folks have released more information on their new dating show called A Courtship. And this woman named Nicole Remy, who is looking for, how many of these damn dating shows can there be? And are they getting to be, is this the one that they ask to marry the other person and never see them?
Oh, that's Love is Blind, isn't it?
I did watch the first season of that because I thought it was a one-time social experiment kind of thing over a reality show. I was wrong. But can you imagine having your family there and you are meeting somebody and just straight up marrying them before even having your first date?
I mean, it's an arranged marriage. That's what that is, you know. I think this new show, though, it's called The Courtship. I actually think this is going to do really well because everyone is in, like, a tizzy over Bridgerton, and this is the same. This is set in the Regency era as well in England, and this girl, Nicole Remy, she's from Seattle. She is living in this castle. They have these guys, the suitors, are actually going to be, they have to do, like, things like fencing and archery to win her over. So I think it's going to be kind of fun to watch. It starts March 6th.
All right.
I know, you're not the audience. Rather. You're huh? Yeah, you're not, the audience for this.
I'm not. This is your first clue. It's 46 past the hour. You're listening to the ever-loving DJV. Don't forget the DJV podcast, too. DJVshow.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may be.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Big time, right up to date. Using the theme from the Benny Goodman era for the Oscars, and makes its way into our ears from Chuck Curry's perspective. A lot of people, Chucker, want to talk in Movie Moments and elsewhere about the three people that are up to host the Oscars, and one of them is not The Rock. It looks like a bunch of women actually are up for it. What
well,
do you
first,
think of this list?
First, I want to say I'm glad somebody is hosting the Oscars. Because I think having an Oscarless, you know, hostless show is stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember, I'll give you an example. When I was a kid, NBC, I think it was NBC, during a football telecast, did an experiment. And they aired nationally the Dolphins-Jets game without announcers. And I don't know whose bright idea was that. If I don't want announcers, I just turn the volume down, right? I don't have to watch a game with announcers, just turn the volume. So they thought that would become a trend. It was like a one and done because it was not received well. Having an award show really without a host, I think, is a silly idea. I'm glad they're going back. So Wanda Sykes, Amy Schumer, Regina Hall, this is the first time three women together have hosted the Oscars. It's been 35 years since you had three people host. That was Chevy Chase, Goldie Hawn, and Paul Hogan 35 years ago. The first female host was Whoopi Goldberg, who got the gig four times. I like Wanda Sykes. I always thought she was
she's hilarious.
She's very funny.
Yeah.
She's
now,
very
I
funny.
Wonder if somebody's going to say, okay, so here we have there has been an emphasis in Los Angeles. Well, the Black Lives Matter movement has made this a focus all across the board. So I was just listening to the names of the people who have hosted in the past, and there weren't any black ladies. Now I wonder if people are going to complain.
Whoopi,
because
Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay, so Whoopi, right.
A
I wonder if people are going to complain.
I think Bob Hope was white, right?
Yes, he was.
Billy Crystal's still white.
And Johnny Crossman. Billy Crystal, nine times. Johnny Carson, I love Johnny Carson. But but anyway, Dwayne Johnson, according to the trades, was offered the gig. He turned it down. Now, we said we were talking off air. I don't understand why he would turn it down. I mean, wrestler, to action star to movie actor to a massive career. To me, this would be the cherry on his cake, so I don't get it. They offered it supposedly to Steve Martin and Martin Short. They turned it down. I guess they got a comedy circuit the same week, so they chose to pass. And they also, I don't think they offered solo duty, but they did offer Pete Davidson a slot, and when Pete Davidson turns down the Oscars, I'm living in a different
Does that
generation.
Mean it's irrelevant? We've been talking about how irrelevant it is. Is this more a testimony to the irrelevance of the Oscars now?
Well, it definitely, it's a fading star, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they're the victims of their own device.
There was a time when this telecast was a complete American collective experience with 75 million viewers. Now, it's lucky it gets 10 million and nobody watches the movies. Most of these movies are nominated. So
I don't even know any of these movies. Like, I don't know. I have not seen any of them. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, you're talking just a few years ago, there really was no such thing as streaming content, right? So, you know, everything that was nominated played in the theater. Most of it, at least to some point, had a marketing campaign. So a lot of these films haven't even played in theaters. It's a completely different landscape that the industry and the mass viewer is dealing with. So it's just really new territory.
Hmm. All right.
Here's one other thing about streaming, okay? This shows you HBO Max and Warner Brothers, AT&T owns Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers owns an AT&T HBO Max. HBO Max announced that they're going to do a superhero Wonder Twins movie, which is was those two characters from Super Friends many decades ago. I always said when they greenlight a live-action Wonder Twins movie that you know that they're going to the bottom of the barrel in terms of pulling properties for superhero stuff.
Yeah.
They're currently filming a Batgirl movie for HBO Max with Michael Keaton will be a co-star as Batman in that film. Now, HBO Max, not theaters. So it appears that Warner Brothers is putting a ton of money into their HBO Max streaming content, even more than theatrical content. So you tell me where the industry is going to go in 5 years.
Yeah, it's going no place. That's for, what about this new Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz? Is this a documentary? I guess it
documentary.
Is.
Documentary.
Amy Poehler. What is?
She's
is this a
producer.
Movie? Where
no,
is
it's,
the,
a doc,
where,
it's a documentary.
Yeah, but documentaries go on to movie screens. I've seen plenty of documentaries on
but
screens.
I thought you were asking what it is. It's a documentary that Amy Poehler has produced. It won a prize at the Sundance Film Festival.
Oh, okay. So then it has legitimacy then, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Apparently. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, now the time is up, so Victoria will not be able to make fun of me anymore, Chucker. Neither will you.
Well, we got tomorrow.
Yeah, right. There's always tomorrow.
I look forward to it.
And the next, I know you do, Rich. Perfect. It's 59 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.